Good afternoon. I'm Danielle Tegeter. Thanks, everybody, for coming today. I'm honored to be here. I think of myself mostly as a painter, but I definitely explore installation, sculpture, sound. The first pieces I'm going to show you are based on architecture, which has been a longstanding interest of mine. And behind what you're seeing are the drawings, and they are essentially fictional urban planning, almost like a underground cities. And then the city I built out with these architectural models. It's about 30 feet long. This is an example of one of the cities, and usually there's a horizon line going across the top, and everything below that is underground. And then there are about 200 different elements that morph in shape and scale and have different functions. This is one of the more current drawings. After making a lot of sculpture, my sense of space really changed. And I really fragmented. I, in a way, almost exploded the grid, in a sense. This is a 5-by-8-foot drawing. It's called Puremond Explosion. And titles are really important to me. Some of the earlier pieces have about titles that are about two paragraphs long, which my gallery loves. And this one, I was, cutting up city names and reconstructing them. This is also 5-by-8 feet. And you see there's some of the remnants of the past city, of, like, this checkered route in here is an escape route. This target area is a rotunda area. I also think of them as they're not inhabited yet. Up here is a food storage, which you see. This is a detail of it. And I think of these more as, definitely there's accidents in them and definitely planning, but a little less planned than the earlier drawings. They're mostly gouache and ink and colored pencil. I continued my exploration in three-dimensional models. This is a show called The Laboratory for Advancement of Utopian Thought that was shown in Chicago. And these were long shelves of almost disintegrating models, or I like this idea of this utopia that kept failing. This is a show called Smooth Shatter, where it does always return to painting for me, where I was looking at a lot of set design, furniture design, and I really wanted to create almost a theater-like space of how these sculptures connected to the paintings behind it. So some of them were on the floor. This is a long mahogany sculpture with green glass. And as you walk around this piece, it would echo angles in the paintings behind it, which you're going to see in the next slide. As I said, it always does return to painting to me, and I was really looking at the history of abstraction, an homage to constructivism, mostly, which is something I'm also exploring now. The paintings are very different than the drawings as well, because I'm actually cutting out plastic and adhering them in a collage-like form. The role of installation in my work, I look at it as almost like a laboratory to explore things that I'm interested in. This is a show called Crash Rainbow, which is a show about car crashes. And you're seeing, like, an image in the back that's fragmented. This idea of fragmentation continues, and definitely model-like forms. These are crystals growing out of cyanide. There's images of car crashes, and there were drawings that included a lot of information about celebrity car crashes, recent car crashes that had happened. I grew up very working class upstate New York, so I was really immersed in car culture. And I was looking at, like, 1980s, heavy metal. I had a number of Camaros. And so this work is semi-autobiographical for me. Drug culture. I continue that laboratory-like format with the show. I was coming home after drawing, and I got very interested in missing people. There are 2,000 missing people a day in the United States. And after a number of years of doing this, it's evolved into this installation, which is called the Index of the Invisible, which I've shown in a few different cities. These are drawings that were in the show that map out locations of people, where they disappeared, a lot of the drawing on top of it would be reminiscent of the drawings that you saw earlier. And this was like an old crime lab or police lab. And adjacent to it, this is a 12 by 17 foot room that was built with with a drop ceiling in it. And it was very dark and foreboding as you walked in, almost like an abduction room. But there was this light shining through that would invite you to come up the ladder. There was also a sound playing. And upstairs, there's a rolling index of 300 locations in Chicago of where people disappeared that were cataloged for the show. So I was very interested in this idea of ordinary places that had somehow very extraordinary history to them. This was a business that went out of, it actually went out of business after someone was abducted there. This is in the studio now. It's a project called the Library of Abstract Sound. It's going to open on May 21st at Prisca Yuska Fine Art. And it's a 12 by 20 room. There's 130 drawings. And I've worked with a sound engineer to build software that we've scanned these drawings, and they're then translated into classical compositions, very experimental classical compositions. So there's definitely a connection to Kandinsky and to abstraction and sound. And this is the last slide. Again, it goes back into painting, as usual, into these big systems. And this is where I was using the architecture as elements in the work. And that's it. Thank you.